Things have gotten really strange now, haven't they? There's always something new going on, especially nowadays. Nowadays, after suffering through all of these things with COVID and a lot of different variations of it, we find that we are watching a world at war. A lot of people have a lot of simple answers and simple reasons for this war occurring, but I think the most important thing is to look back at the history. Look at what led up to Russia invading Ukraine. And the only way we can stop these types of wars is not to wait until the whole thing blossoms and bombs are going off. It is to go to the beginning, to go to the root, what is causing the war. And if we can stop it early on, all of the death and destruction doesn't have to happen. It's funny, when I'm talking about this war, I think that it applies to many different things in our lives. Most of the time, if we look back at our lives, we can see where many of the major difficulties that took place in our life can be traced back to something small, maybe something insignificant, or some behavior or attitude that we picked up somewhere, repeated over and over again. Then that attitude, because of the repetition, becomes a habit, and before we know it, the habit has taken over our lives. We don't even have to think about our thoughts and actions anymore. They happen automatically. We run on automatic. And most of the time, these habits can promote poor health, depression, anxiety, separation from friends and family, all of the many things that occur in our lives that are painful and cause suffering can sometimes be traced back to the root. And that, I think, is what psychology is all about, trying to trace back the difficulties to the root. As opposed to this, a lot of the old mystics, and especially people in the East, looked at it as a different way than we do in psychology. Their idea was to be aware of what we were doing, aware of what we were thinking, to be aware of our surroundings and aware of the way that we interact with each other, the way we act and react. And when we can do this, we can discover what is going to be a habit and what is going to be harmful, and we can cut it off at the beginning. And that's what I think life is about. It's all about awareness. How aware are we of the things that we are doing right now? So much of our life is determined by what we see and hear around us. A lot of it is determined by what is said on the radio, or when we're watching movies or TV, or even friends and family, groups of people talking, trying to understand the way the world works. Sometimes we pick up on some of the things they say. Sometimes we don't agree, but we go along with them just because they are our friends and we want to be part of the crowd. We begin to think as they think, believe what they believe, even though something deep inside of us is telling us the opposite. It's telling us that what they're saying is not true. or that that lifestyle is not healthy, but we still go along repeating it, accepting it, until that still small voice that may have been correct just stops talking and accepts things. This can be good. Sometimes we can have some prejudices, some fears, some ideas not based in reality, but based on things we learned when we were very young. And by listening to people talk and looking at the universe, we can change those ideas. We can get rid of them completely. Other times, however, it can be damaging, because sometimes that small voice that seems to be beyond us and ourselves and our conditioning is totally right. Sometimes it is a truth that we don't want to face, because accepting that one truth will unravel our whole idea about our life and the universe. It will totally tear it apart, so that we have to rebuild again. Looking at this war in Ukraine and looking at the causes, the history, tracing it back to the beginning is such an endeavor, because it destroys our ideas about reality. Destroys our ideas about the way nations work, and it can possibly destroy our idea about the nature of the human being. But it's only by going to the center and rewinding our ideas that we come to the truth. And this truth gives us life and a joy that can carry us through any pandemic, as we begin to see the external world, the world created by human beings and our socialization, versus that life, that energy at the core of the universe, that is constantly saying yes and using its strength and its energies in order to turn any pain and suffering and death into life, into the very creative power of the universe. Good thing about this power is that we have access to it at any time in our lives. Doesn't matter how fearful we are, doesn't matter how painful things really are, we have this power. There is something within the human soul, this spark of divinity, that allows us to use this power of creativity to create hope, create love, to take whatever circumstances that come upon us and to change those occurrences and make the outcome become something good, something that makes us stronger and more resilient, something that can help us create a new world, a better world for ourselves and our children, and our children's children. That is, you see, the power of the human being. The human being has the power to take in any circumstances, to change them, and to make them better. and to be truthful with a human being and actually begin to delve in to their own thinking patterns, thoughts and feelings, and in a systemic way to change them and alter them and to make them become what they would like. I know this sounds strange, it sounds almost impossible. When we read books and when we hear people with pop psychology and psychologists, they talk about trauma and things being so deeply ingrained that it takes years and years of therapy to change things. I challenge that. I think that the one who knows how to tap into the part of divinity which in themselves that is still alive and thriving can learn how to get rid of pain, get rid of the suffering, get rid of the anger. And the way that one does this, according to many yogis and philosophers, is to get rid of the ego that is in pain and suffering by healing that ego. And as we heal the ego, we watch all of those thoughts and ideas, and we experience all of those feelings that are constantly bringing us pain and suffering being released. You might have noticed this yourself if you ever tried to sit quietly and meditate. When all of these thoughts and feelings and ideas start rising up, and if you can step back, realize that those thoughts and ideas are not you, but are previous thoughts, ideas, recordings, and conditioning that we receive most of our life being presented to us, being released. If we can do that, what happens is we can slowly decide what ideas we want to hold on to and what ideas we want to let go of. This takes some time, but the idea, the thing that makes it go faster, is realizing that the thoughts and the feelings are not who we really are. We are the ones noticing the thoughts and the feelings. When we begin to identify with the us that is noticing the thoughts and feelings and realize that we are eternal, healthy, beautiful, loving being, we can turn that love loose. And through loving ourselves fully and unconditionally as we are constantly, the type of love known as agape, or love that involves action, the way we treat ourselves, when we do that, we create an atmosphere where we rewire everything in our system. We become whole and loving. We expand our idea about who we are. And we realize that this thing we call the smaller self is the larger self. And we're not separated from everything. We're connected to everything. We have the power, since we are connected to everything, to change everything. We step through the door. We break free of the human form. And we become galactic, cosmic energies. And our life changes from a great struggle to being lost as an actor in a play, thinking that the play is real. We change that. And we begin to realize that we are involved in a great dance. When we involve ourselves in this great dance, we are able to choose what steps we take and what steps we will not take. We are eternal beings, living life after life. And this life is just a blink of the eye, even less than that, in all of eternity. So all of this COVID and all of this violence and all of this war and all of these things, it's like creation is pushing us to begin to realize who and what we are. I think it's time to do that. I think it's time for us to enter into a world of justice, equity, and compassion by entering into it firstly in our hearts and then creating it around us. The reasons why meditation is necessary, and perhaps reading and studying healthy books and stories that bring us to the truth. It's because we're so badgered with delusion, ideas of pain and suffering, bad news, and things that tell us that we really don't have any worth unless we can prove it. So if you want to learn the secret of life, the idea is to learn to dance. Dance with the sorrows, dance with the joy, dance with the laughter, dance with the tears, dance with the love, the fear, the insecurity, the insincerity, the life. Dance with it all. See it all for what it is. All the things that we go through on this planet as people struggle together to become whole. And some don't even know what being whole is. We can know what being whole is mainly by seeing what not being whole is. And that, I think, is what is being taught to us today when all of these things are happening that are just painful and terrible. They are showing us what it means not to be in peace and in a loving society. If we take those as lessons and we learn by not doing what we've seen and heard for the last who knows how many years, we will overcome and we will work together. And we can have a beautiful community, a peaceful community. We can have peace within our hearts and peace within ourselves, and then we can work together to create a world of peace and love. What can be better than to have a happy life, happy family, and a happy community right now, instead of trying to wait until the whole world is at peace before doing that? We can live in a state of love and bliss right now if we give ourselves the permission to. If we don't feel guilty about living in a world of peace and joy while there's struggle and pain going on in other people's lives. Because you see, it is out of that source of joy and peace that we can help people who are in pain and suffering. But if we are just in pain and suffering with them, or worse than they are, we won't be any help to them. We have to stay strong and healthy. We have to learn to live in joy and contentment. We have to dance. We have to learn to be grateful for the things that we have, so that we will have more someday, or more important than having more, we will have the type of satisfaction that makes it unnecessary to have more. We won't have a hole that has to be filled up by the external things or the good wishes of those who look at us every day, but who have never seen our soul, who have never seen the real us. That may include ourselves, though. How many of us have ever really looked deep within and seen that beautiful divine spark that exists? As we're coming up to the close of the show, I would suggest that you take a look into the mirror someday. Just sit in front of a mirror and relax and look at yourself, especially your face and your eyes, and continue to do that. Maybe even make it a practice 5 minutes each day until you see what I'm talking about. Until you see the real you and understand that what you are is the sacred marriage. When that energy, that power, that spirit, that divinity from the heavens, so to speak, connected to a physical body made up of the elements of the earth in order that the earth could heal itself, and so that the spirit could bring the practice of love, creative energy, and healing into the world. This is the sacred marriage we are all involved in, a marriage that is going to last until we part in death. Learn to live with yourself. Learn to use your creative power and energy to heal the earth, beginning with the earthen vessel that is carrying the wonder, the beauty, the life and power of the universe called you. It is called